This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is not every day you get to meet your heroes. But yes, this Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Hector's in downtown Kirkland, Steve Meeks is going to be out mixing with the rest of humanity.
So at what point are we meeting our heroes?
That's a good point. Well, I figured somebody might show up and you'll get to go, oh, hey.
Actually, you're going to meet your hero, that is Miss Rock.
That's very true. Miss Rock is also going to be on down there at Hector's, going to be hanging out there.
It's going to be cool to see the hydroplane up close and personal right before Seafair.
How about this? Miss Rock's going to be there, plus Kevin Ekret, the captain. The entire CARSTAR team's going to be there. The Rock girls are going to be there. All of a sudden, wait, food? I didn't know food and drinks are going to be there. Prizes?
Drinks, everything.
And Steve Meeks?
See, that's why even if you don't want to see me, there's a lot of cool things to come check out.
This is a P-A-R-T-Y. It's a pate is what's happening over there.
Oh, it's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
That's right. Hello, Governor. Steve Meeks going to be out there. So be there Wednesday, downtown Kirkland at Hector's, 4 p.m. Meet Miss Rock. Meet Steve Meeks, Kevin Ekret, the captain. Rock girls, prizes, food, drinks, and more. It's going to be a hell of a time. You want more info? You know where to go. Just go to KISW.com. Click on calendar. You'll find all the info. So, Steve, action star Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
He tried to do an interview on Australian TV last week, but he got fed up with their questions, and he was pissed. Stormed out. He was in Thailand doing the interviews via satellite, and he left after being asked questions about his affair with Kylie Minogue back in 1994. Apparently, Jean-Claude is just not liking the questions he's being asked.
Yeah, I like Kylie. I like everybody. Can I please come to Australia and talk to you? Because, yes, yeah, I like Kylie. I like. Sorry, guys, I cannot do this anymore. You are talking to a guy who's very rough, you know. I've been. Let me talk. It's good for the people that can hear that. Let me talk, please. Because those questions you've been asking me, the press, they've been asking me the same question for the last 25 years. Kylie, how's your training? How's your this? How's your that? Those interviews you are giving me on TV right now, they're very boring. Because the questions are boring. And it's difficult for me to answer those questions. So I start to sweat. I don't feel good because they're not very, they are boring. And I knew this. Okay, I got to go to the restaurant. Bye-bye. Don't shoot cut. What is going on in Australia? What the is going on? I cannot do this. I'm too natural. You can blow this stuff away. What is this?
The best thing about all that,
that's so awesome,
is as he's doing all this, he's wearing a hat that says JVCD, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Of course he is.
Because, you know, that's what we all do, is wear hats with our names on them.
Kylie Minogue, that's a pretty good get.
Don't ask him about it.
Yeah. I would say, dude, congratulations. I mean, I know it's been 20-some-odd years ago.
And that's how it all starts.
But I congratulate him and go, high five for Kylie Minogue. I'm a big fan of hers.
These questions are boring.
They're boring. But I'd say, Jean-Claude, it wasn't a question. It was an affirmation of your greatness.
And that moment's when he actually stands up and you see him just trying to pull the microphone off.
How can I get this off? What is this? I don't understand these Australian TV people.
That's that moment where it's like you just want to get up and storm out, but you kind of are bound to something.
Yeah.
So it's like that awkward leave.
You can't get out. You're tethered.
Right. You're kind of locked in for a second.
That's awesome. Can I ask a question? Why are they talking to him anyway? Is he doing anything?
Yeah, he's going to Australia to do a speaking engagement tour.
Now I want to go see that.
I don't want to talk about these things that you want to talk about, but help me promote the things that I want to talk
about. I hope there's a Q&A, because the way he should be trolled at every place at that Australian speaking tour is the first question. Hey, how about that Kylie Minogue there, buddy?
Look, he's not as young as he used to be, but do you really want to troll Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I think I might be able to take him now.
He'll probably do a split and then punch you in the nuts.
No, that could still happen. You're right, yeah. But he's not. Listen, he's no Steven Seagal. Can I just say that? I'd be more worried about Steven Seagal.
Nobody's as awesome as Seagal.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know what? I think I might have a shot against Van Damme. No, I'll never have a shot against Seagal.
I've always liked Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, and that didn't change my opinion at all. I thought it's kind of just burnt out on being talked about something that happened 30 years ago.
The trouble with these guys, they don't understand.
20 years ago.
They don't understand that nobody gives a crap anymore. Yeah, I mean, that's if you have to know where you are in life, and that's what kills me about this. If you're a good business person, you have to know, okay, does anybody care about me? Oh, yeah, the reason they're talking to me is because of Kylie Minogue.
See, I have zero interest in that and talking to him about Kylie Minogue.
You're going to be the one interview he's going to like. But if I'm him, I got to know if I want attention, it's just like William Shatner. He knows he's going to have to get Captain Kirk questions no matter what the hell he's doing in his life. But he's smart enough to know, but if I want publicity, I'm going to deal with it. And William Shatner's always been a great interview because of that. Yeah. He always gets it.
No, I mean, handling it maybe is a little, he can handle it a little bit better than just getting up and cursing.
Yeah. But. Oh, I love it. I love it when those guys lose their mind. I do love that.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Hit his breaking point.
Yeah. I'm out. This is boring. I start to sweat. And I'm like, well, you know, because English isn't his first language, so I'm wondering, like, what is he really trying? What is he really thinking in his head? Was he sweating because he's thinking about her and going, oh, yeah, that was some good business. You know what I mean? Or was he sweating because, I hope she doesn't find out that I told people. I mean, I don't know what he's sweating about.
One texter says, Steven Seagal was cool until he got too fat to kick. Ha ha.
He doesn't need to kick. He can get a pool ball and beat up an entire room with it. It doesn't matter if he can kick you. He had one pool ball, beat up a whole room.
Was that Under Siege? I can't remember.
I know. I can't remember.
I get them all mixed
up. Out for Justice, Marked of Death. I don't know. He's got so many good ones.
Under Siege was my favorite. I think that's everybody's favorite Seagal.
It's been so long. I wonder if they hold up. I haven't watched a Steven Seagal movie in so long. I'm afraid they won't hold up because I love him so much.
Can we rent a theater and see him?
Dude, that would be great. Or at least we have a party. We could, like, you know, maybe you can invite me over.
Sure.
You know, we can watch and see if it works. That's so the only movie you and I agree on are Steven Seagal movies. We agree on no other movies but those.
The only problem is it's got to be available on Netflix or on demand. Otherwise, we can't watch it because I don't have a DVD player hooked up.
They got to be on Netflix. They got to have some on Netflix. Or you don't have Amazon Prime either?
No, man.
Oh, hey, man, sorry. I didn't know you had something against it. No, man.
Don't ask me these boring questions.
It's only for chumps, man.
I'm out.
You don't get stuff sent by Amazon. That Prime is like the best deal ever. You get your free mail. Like they send you stuff for free with no shipping, and you get all that great TV. And
awesome for the three times I buy stuff from Amazon a year.
Yeah, see, I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon.
Then it makes sense for you, but I barely ever buy anything from Amazon.
You're the smarter guy because I'm sure I'm spending too much money.
You're probably spending a bunch of money to just make that free delivery thing worth it.
You're absolutely right. And then I have to watch a couple of Amazon shows where I feel like an idiot.
I love how we're all so confused with Seagal movies because we asked which one's the one where he beats people up with the pool ball.
Yes.
And, well, one of them says that scene was from Out for Justice. The next one says it was from Hard to Kill.
All right, hold on. Rev says he has the definitive answer on whether it's either one. Which one was it, Rev?
It is Out for Justice.
Bam.
I looked it up on YouTube, and actually you can see the whole movie on YouTube. It's just right there. I'm like looking at it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the entire thing. If you just search Out for Justice.
Is it HD?
Yeah, you can click the little HD thing. Yeah, 1080p HD.
That's not bad.
You can go up to 1440.
How long has that video been up there? Does it show?
Since May 7th, so you probably only have a little bit of
time. So from May 7th this year?
Yeah, May 7th from
this year. Yeah,
the clock is ticking.
Yeah, that's going to be
You should come over today then.
Yeah, all right, today we got to get it done.
Although we're busy, can't have you come over today.
What are your wife doing? What Rev and his wife are doing?
A few of us knuckleheads on the show have decided that we're going to head to Buffalo Wild Wings at some point this afternoon.
That's right. I'm so jealous of you guys.
Are you? Because we're going to engage in the Blazing Wing Challenge.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to watch you do that while I had the regular wings.
Why don't you come?
I have a thing. I have an appointment.
Cancel it.
No, it's an interview. I promise. Somebody
you're
business.
Looking for a new job?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job. I'm tired of this.
Great.
I'm tired of these questions. I sweat, and I don't want to answer these questions from you no more. So I'm going to get a job new.
But we're going to Facebook Live it.
You're Facebooking live the Buffalo Wings Challenge, Buffalo Wild Wings Challenge.
Yeah, right. There was 12 wings in 6 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
And whoever finishes in first in the group, it's myself and Danny working the board and Rev and I think a few other. I think Uncle Chris might be involved maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
All right. And so Danny over here, Hot Topic Boy, is going to be involved in this?
Yes, and we're all going to see. And whoever finishes in first doesn't have to pay.
See, Danny doesn't look like a guy that can handle that, which means I have a feeling he's the...
I think he can handle a lot of meat in his
system.
Look
how emo he looks. He doesn't look like he can handle anything without crying.
Dude, he's Hispanic like me. He can handle the heat. I'm putting my money on Danny.
He's Hispanic?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't take credit for him.
I would.
He's very emo looking. I don't think I'd take credit. It looks like he would cry if you just looked at him.
Oh, we're going to be crying from the heat.
Yeah, well, all right. I'm looking. So what? Around what time am I? Because I'll watch it.
Around lunchtime. So, I mean, right. I think like around 11:30. We're hoping to get this going, maybe even a little bit before that. You know, as soon as they open, we're going to go over there and start eating.
All right. So Facebook Live, huh?
Yeah, today.
Is it on KISW's Facebook Live?
KISW's Facebook page.
Okay, there you go. That's when it's going to happen.
I'm excited.
So you're all doing it?
Yes.
Is Vicky doing it too?
No, nope. Vicky's got other things to do.
Oh,
she's too cool for us.
Yeah, too cool.
There you go. And she's horse too smart because she knows she'd probably just rip out her intestines.
So what this means is tomorrow might be very bad in this building.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Rev's doing it too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't do it, Rev. You already have issues.
I love the spicy food, I've tried this before, and I failed spectacularly, so I need to kind of have this be my redemption.
Oh, this is redemption.
Dude, your backside is going to be like it's going to be a hazard zone.
Oh, yeah, literally in fuego.
One person says if you finish it under 3 minutes, you get a free T-shirt.
Sweet.
All right, then.
Oh, now I have inspiration.
Now you've got something to shoot for.
Well, and also, whoever finishes in first, the rest of the group has to pay that person's tab.
Oh, boy.
You got to have something. You got to have some reason to do this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Other than looking like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you guys. Well,
we do.
Yeah, you really do. Hey, what happens when someone goes on social media to complain about a softball game that they played in? Oh, yeah. Another fine addition to Facebook drama. You're going to hear it at 8:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Show your support for 45 years of rock in Seattle with that new That 70s shirt. The lovely Taryn, as you can see, her modeling it. If you go to KISW.com, looks good, man. Nice throwback shirt, dude, to back when we was just being born as a radio station, pretty much.
Because this is an actual shirt that was made back in the day that they just recreated, and it looks awesome.
It really is a cool-looking shirt, and it's in celebration of our 45 years of doing what we do right here. You want to buy one of these shirts, get one for somebody you love, you know what to do. Just go to KISW.com.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama!
Well, BJ, once again, here's our opportunity to point out the dumb things that are happening on Facebook. These are actual Facebook posts and the drama that unfolds because of it, and we're acting it out. We've changed the names to protect the innocent and the stupid. And this time, thank you, Marcus, for emailing us this great Facebook drama. So this time around, BJ, you will be the original poster. You will be Tom. I'll play the role of Sean. Rev, you'll be Max.
Nice.
And Sarah makes her triumphant return as Tina.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Lovely.
So, BJ, a.k.a. Tom, the original poster, take it away.
Welp! We would have totally won if it had not been for the ump! Hashtag robbed!
Hey, man. The ump had nothing to do with that game. We beat you 19-2.
That call! That changed everything! I wasn't out at home!
OMG! You lost 19-2! For real, bro. You're delusional.
Have you not ever hear of momentum?
I guess I haven't heard of it. Then again, I never heard of a guy striking out in softball. But you did that last night, LOL.
Hey, that was a bad pitch. I wasn't going to swing. Yet another bad call by the ump.
Wait, you struck out in softball?
Yeah, so?
Bro, he didn't just strike out. He struck out looking to end the game. LOL.
I can't stop laughing. No one strikes out in softball.
I was waiting for the right pitch.
It's effing softball, man. Swing at any pitch.
Oh, you just wait until we play you guys again.
We were thinking of letting our kids' t-ball team fill in for us when we play you guys next. Maybe you can beat them.
Oh, F up!
Sweet comeback.
You guys are on Facebook arguing about a softball game. Sounds like you are all losers. not just Tom.
But you have to admit, striking out in a softball game, pretty funny.
Yeah, it kind of is. Sorry, Tommy. LOL.
You guys don't understand, okay, man. It was the momentum, man. Okay, the momentum was holy shit. All right? I'm with Tom on this.
Yeah, because, you know.
I know when the ump blows it, man.
Hey, we saw that happen in the Mariners last night.
Yeah.
That could have been the same thing.
Could have been the same thing. 19-2, I think, though. I think there's a lot more going on in the umpire.
No mercy roll in that game, I guess.
No.
Have you ever struck out in a softball game?
Yes.
I have, too. It's the worst feeling in the world. I can understand why that guy's been goofed on.
I've struck out swinging.
Ooh.
That's even worse.
No, I think striking out looking, I feel. Oh, maybe. You're right.
Dude, you should be able to hit a softball.
You got the whiff going.
Yeah, I mean, because it wasn't fast pitch. That's what I mean. It was
right, this isn't like those girls in college that are just throwing heat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. This was slow pitch, and I struck out swinging. Oh, it's so embarrassing. You go, how did I miss that? It's as big as a softball. What the hell?
I can't goof on you, man. I've been there. It's the worst. It's the, like... You don't even want to go back to, like, the area where everyone else is. It's not a dugout because it's really not one, but, like, you know, that's
the makeshift the bench dugout. Area, wherever you got, yeah.
You don't feel any, like, I just want to go home after that. Like, you know, like, I think after you strike out, you should just be fair. You're allowed to just leave the field and go home.
Yeah, but you, Steve, you can't go home if you don't get on base.
Oh, that's a good point.
Deep, bro.
Very deep.
Yeah. All right, this story here, I'm protesting.
Why?
Because I think you put it in front of me because you're trying to make fun of me.
I have no idea which story
I put
in front of you.
Oh, I have no idea which story.
No, I mean, I put a story in front of you, but I put a few stories in front of you. So I don't know
you'll
which
know
one
which
reading.
One it was. I could see you this morning going through these stories going, oh, yeah, it was right in front of BJ.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I know which one it is.
Yeah, now you know which one it is.
Oh, it's
yeah.
the anteater story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Earmuffs children. I want my children both.
Well, they know that you're not
Sarah
circumcised.
And no, they don't have to know these things.
They both know you're not circumcised.
No, they don't. I told them. It's a rumor. This is the greatest story ever. I saw this morning. I wonder if you could try this.
I'm not going to try this.
We can get sugar instead of actual cocaine.
I don't even want to talk about this. A 24-year-old British man named Joshua thought he had outsmarted the authorities by hiding cocaine in his uncircumcised penis.
I'm in love with the
better cocaine than acid.
That's a fact. You're right, dude.
It's growing, and it's talking to me now.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of folks in Europe are that way, Steve. They don't circumcise their kids as much as we do.
Oh, I thought you meant they like to hide their drugs in their foreskin.
Well, they probably like to do that, too. Hello, Governor. I've got nothing in my foreskin.
That sounds like a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, man. He did. Somebody spotted him making a nuisance of himself in a car park, which would be a parking lot over here. He put up a little bit of a fight with officers and was arrested and taken to the hospital. And, yeah, they found 7.2 grams of cocaine hidden in his foreskin.
7.2 grams.
So I guess it must have affected him a little bit.
Sheesh.
He pleaded guilty of possession of cocaine and failing to surrender to bail and was jailed for a total of 12 weeks. They don't mess around over there.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a very creative place to hide stuff.
Isn't that a great place? That's where you got to put stuff.
Oh, have you?
I've never done it because I've never thought
can
of putting
it. Can
you
try today?
No, I'm not going to try
just like
today.
Do 7.2 grams of sugar.
What does that even look like? I don't know how big that is.
Someone get a thing.
Yeah, I have no idea. Somebody get a thing. No one's going to be in charge of this, Steve. Okay? I could probably do a quarter. Like, you know, get like a quarter or maybe a 50 cent. No, 50 cent piece is too big.
All right.
Yeah, but a quarter.
What about like a sugar packet?
A sugar packet? That's a little too big.
I have no idea how big 7.2 grams is. I think it's a lot, though.
You went on the internet and I'm seeing rings. I can't put that ring in there, Steve.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Whoa.
A lot to put under. I mean, if that's 1 gram, which
wow,
is...
Wow, dude. How did he hide all that in there? He must be...
I hope.
Dude, he must be quite a guy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, I would imagine the bigger you are, the more you got.
It's always fun to see the texts because you can tell which one people in our texting family have done cocaine because they have like certain, you know, like, oh, it's this much. Oh, it's that much. It's kind of funny.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, thank you. We know who the cocaholics are.
One person says it should be something else, not cocaine, but add maybe like another letter, and it becomes rock-cane.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I was not following. Now I do.
Now you got it.
Oh, yeah, rhymes with rock-cane.
Chicks love the coke, I hear. That might be a good place to put it. Hey, I got some cocaine for you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like the party girls.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's pulled that move. I think you may be right about that.
You want it? Come with me.
Is that a good delivery system? I don't know. I guess so. Well, yeah, because
so later today you're going to Facebook Live a sugar packet.
Oh yeah, sure thing. Yeah, I'll be right there on that.
Awesome.
Yeah, you tune in, Steve.
I will.
Yeah, I'll Snapchat it for you. That's what I'll do. I'll just send you a snap.
Sweet. I'll screenshot it
with Damar. I'll send it to Draymond Green too.
Yeah,
the Warriors guy.
If those that don't know, Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors, he Snapchatted a picture of his wiener.
Yeah.
But he meant to send it to somebody, but he sent it to everybody because
everybody got to see it.
Anyone who knows Snapchat, but if you don't, when you take a picture and you want to send it to someone, they give you your list of your contacts. But the very first contact is my story. So he must have hit that and sent it off.
Don't you think this is actually a bad publicity for Snapchat? You think
like,
about it?
Like, stay away from this, kid. Well, maybe it's a good cautionary tale for people.
Because Snapchat was supposed to be the place where you could send pictures like that, and they wouldn't live anywhere, therefore no one would ever see them.
Yep.
And it was on Snapchat where we have seen this, and everybody has all the screenshots. So Snapchat isn't what it didn't do what it was supposed to do when it first started, prevent you from having this happen.
Well, and the problem is when you send something to your story, which is basically sending it to everybody, that can be watched multiple times.
Oh, so
that lives for 24 hours on your feed.
See, if I'm Draymond, I'm just like, you know what, guys? I'm tired of this. Snapchat was supposed to be nothing lives forever. Why did you create a button that makes things live forever? No. Yeah, see, but that's what happens. Nothing is ever going to be the same. If it ever gets popular, they change things, and you can make a mistake.
I wonder how many people on his feed thought, though, when they saw that and they read the story, they're like, oh, clearly he was, like, chicks, clearly he was sending it to me. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, good call. Like, how many women think it's just for them?
And I contend that he was probably going to send it to more than just one girl.
Dude, and you just think it's women. I mean, it may not have been for women.
Could have been also, like, you know, he might have been sending it to Kevin Durant. Hey, man, welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team. This is what I got, Toten. Can't wait to see you in the locker room.
Yep. Time to share.
Dude, I got news for you. When I was in the locker room with the New Jersey Generals, that was going on. People were just basically showing off in a ready state.
So weird.
It was so weird. I never saw so many men ready to go in one place in my life. And I don't know how they did it, if they had to go get ready to just make me feel bad.
I feel like that when you share that story, all I could think is they're doing that to mess with all the people that are not on the team.
I agree, and it messed with me. There's no doubt about it. I was like, everybody's ready for action. And then I thought, is this a ritual? Am I going to be hazed? What the hell's happening?
You want to play on our team.
Yeah, they're all just like, or are they trying to say, hey, listen, pal, there's no way you can measure up to us? I have no idea what the story was, but why were they all ready for battle?
It's got to be they had to be effing with people.
They have to be. You're right. Because.
But how do you convince your other teammates to be a part of that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because you got to get ready.
Right.
And I didn't see any magazines or anything, so how do you all get ready like that? Yeah, how do you convince, we're going to go mess with the new guy, the media guy that comes in and plays for our team, so let's all be ready for battle.
Right, because
then you have to prepare, and that means you have to prepare around each other.
If I was playing on like the Generals or whatever team, and you have people that come in and play on your team that aren't usually on your team, and they're like, hey, you want to mess with the new guys? I'm like, yeah, I'm in. That'll be funny. And this is what we're going to do. I'd be like, I don't know about that one, man. I'm game for a lot of things, but...
Yeah, you've never had that happen in the hockey locker room ever, have you?
No,
everybody should be just chilling.
It's a no-fluff zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm telling you, Steve, this was impressive. I was like, damn! You know, I was like, I mean, it was impressive what they were toting, but
I thought we were playing basketball. I didn't realize we all bring our bats to this.
Yeah, I didn't realize we're in the MLB. I guess I made it to the bigs, as it were. All right, on Friday, our boy Steve, he kept guessing on this one, but he kept getting it wrong.
Peter the Great is considered the founding father of what country?
Family Guy.
No.
Thank you, buddy. The Great. Britain.
No.
Germany.
No.
Hello. Italy.
No.
What? France.
No.
No.
No. You were really close. No, you weren't. Russia. That's what we're looking for, Steve. Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Pete Miggs at 848 on the ROCK.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.